Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, August 21st. Overnight, we had December corn up 2¾ cents at 495¾. That was a dime off its high. September wheat down a nickel at 608¼. That was 12 off the highs. And November beans up 22½ at 1375¾. Well, the wheat kind of led the corn to the break. The wheat was affected by the comments out of Ukraine that they're nearing a deal with shipping insurers for vessels moving between Black Sea ports. They claim that 30 ships might be able to go as early as next month. I would think with Ukraine sending more drones into Russia that the Russians are going to look at those as absolutely prime targets out here. But we'll see what happens. We did have some sales this morning, 112,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, 159,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. So we're starting to pick up some export business out here. For the week, we'll have the export inspections this morning at 10. We'll have crop progress at 3 o'clock this afternoon. I would think it would be probably steady, but after the next 2 weeks, I think we're going to start moving considerably lower. We could be two or three lower tonight in the beans, corn maybe down one, but next week I think it gets hit again. The weather looks hot and dry for a lot of key areas. Nebraska, 101 degrees Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The only chance of showers is a 30% chance on Saturday for just a little shower. Kansas, no rain in the forecast for the next 10 days. 104 to 106 degree days between now and Thursday, so no relief in sight there. Missouri, Arkansas, southern Iowa, southern Illinois, all going to get hit with this heat. Chicago is going to be 99 degrees on Thursday. So, you know, the heat is unrelenting. There's no rains in the forecast. And despite the good start to August, I think we're going to be doing a lot of damage, particularly in the beans, but I think in corn as well out here. So we'll have to see how that turns out. But the other big thing is the Pro Farmer Tour starts this week. I think they're going to see that soybean pod counts are not nearly as high as last year in a lot of areas. I think northern Iowa will be okay. I think northern Illinois will be okay. But I think, you know, anywhere they're growing beans south of there, Nebraska, some beans in Kansas, Arkansas, Missouri are all going to be hit pretty hard. So we'll have to see what the pod counts are, and then the size of the beans. I think it'll be pretty small. So those are the big things. We'll have export sales on Thursday. They should be improving a little bit out here, maybe with the exception of the wheat. The dollar is still awful high. It's up at 103.21 this morning. It's down six ticks, but we really need to see that dollar closing back under those 99 and change lows that we had a few weeks ago. The bonds are making new contract lows down to they're down a full basis point here. Certainly looks like interest rates are moving higher to me, but we'll see what the Fed has to say. So that's really about it. Be an interesting week with the Pro Farmer Tour. I think it'll start off okay, and then as it moves toward the middle, I think we'll see more and more lower pod counts out here. So that's really about it. It's a weather market. It's Ukraine and Russia. It's the Pro Farmer Tour, and we'll see what the week brings here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.